two quick bills today. We'll do Senate Bill 460 first, and then 954 we'll talk about for a moment, and then we're still waiting. We had expected amendments from Legislative Council, and Paul, my understanding is they're not here yet. They may arrive in the next 5 minutes, but
they'll be here by noon or so.
By noon. Okay, so folks who are watching and concerned about Senate Bill 954, the amendment that we're waiting for should be here at noon. Open a work session on Senate Bill 460. I think we're just ready to move the bill. I don't believe there's any. We adopted the Dash 7 amendments. And I don't know if anyone needs to talk. DSL shaking their heads. Okay.
Sure.
Senator Monroe.
I would move Senate Bill 460 to the floor of the Senate with a due pass recommendation as amended.
Senator Rod Monroe has moved Senate Bill 460 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion. Objections to that motion. So ordered. Westland, it's his bill, so we'll have Senator Westland carry the bill. Close the work session on Senate Bill 460 and open a work session on Senate Bill 954. Dennis, do you want to say no? Okay, so we'll have Paul give us the updated fiscal on what the amendment will do when we get it. Our revenue impact statement. Paul.
So, Mr. Chair, Barbara's distributing a draft revenue impact based on the conceptual amendment. Well, we're waiting for a formal amendment and should be here by midday. There's a couple of things that we were concerned about with the Dash 3, and this would be this revenue impact would be related to the forthcoming Dash 4. One was to clarify that the first year in which the transfer would take place would be based on the 2009 tax year. And recall what we're doing here. We're trying to get the estimating the amount of personal income tax revenue that would be associated with employment and projects based on the strategic investment program. So 2009 would be the first tax year, but then the first transfer would take place following that year. So that's some of the language we wanted to clarify. So the first transfer would take place, in other words, in the spring of 2010, following the 2009 tax year. The second more substantive change is to make the transfer of income tax revenue based on projects prospectively. So our previous impact was based on existing projects. And you recall we were estimating about $7.4 million in the 2009-11 biennium based on the projects we know that are in existence now and some growth. The amendment will only apply to the projects that are approved after 1108 or executed after 1108. So it's prospective, and that of course reduces the revenue impact significantly. And you can see in the draft statement there, we're estimating about in terms of employment, eligible employment, about 125 in 2009, about 175 in 2010. We do know of growth in 2011, and we also know through the Intel project in Washington County that in 2012 that's expected to increase employment by a significant amount. So we've tried to build that in, and that's why you see that bump up in 2011-2013. One thing, of course, to emphasize is that these projects are, by the very nature, they're lumpy. You could get a big one that could raise these numbers considerably. And, of course, if that's the case, you'd also see the employment and other economic gains associated with it. So those are the estimates we will have with the Dash 4 amendments.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, Senator Burdick.
Does the revenue impact take into account the offsetting impact of the indirect employment that results from these new jobs, because as I understand it, the gain sharing only applies to the direct employees, and yet with these projects, there are a lot of indirect, there's a lot of indirect economic activity, which would put more money into the state general fund through the income tax. Does this consider that offsetting effect, or just the direct cost of gain sharing with the employees?
Senator Burdick, the estimates are based strictly on the direct employment. Normally in our process and trying to gauge economic growth, we would associate that with the economic forecast. So it would be built into that forecast, it would show up on your current law revenue forecast. So the answer is no, we don't account for those indirect benefits to the state in terms of tax revenue associated with indirect jobs. And that, of course, presumably is the rationale for this kind of investment.
Thank you.
Other questions? Yes, Senator.
I'll buy you some time, Senator Monroe.
Senator Monroe.
The amendments that are coming keep the amount at 50%.
They do.
Thank you.
Other questions? So we'll carry this one over. We were, like I said, anticipating we'd have the amendments this morning. We'll get them, in, I guess, by noon, no later than noon. So we'll just carry this work session over till tomorrow, which will give us 7 bills tomorrow. So that will be a challenge to get through 7 different bills.
Mr. Chair, I'll make sure that when we get those amendments, I'll run them up to the members' offices so we all get a chance to look at it for the meeting tomorrow.
Great. Thank you. Okay, so we'll close the work session on 9:54. We'll carry that one over for Wednesday's agenda. Next Tuesday is the forecast, so we'll be joined by the House. I think we have enough chairs, and we'll get the forecast tomorrow or Tuesday at 8:45, and we're adjourned till tomorrow, Wednesday at 8:45. We'll have 7 bills, all Senate bills, up tomorrow. We're adjourned.